The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind صلى الله عليه وسلم It's very beautifully reported to have said the one who recites durood, salutation, salawat, salam upon me. Once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies, 10 blessings upon that person. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayka. Ya Sayyidi, Ya Habibi, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nurim min nurillah. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome. To one and all, to another beautiful, exciting, and lovely topic and silsila and episode of this wonderful series known as The Light of Guidance. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, you are watching Madani Channel English. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone abundance of barakah and abundance of happiness. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. We all know this beautiful series known as The Light of Guidance. We discuss some beautiful topics which are relevant to the modern society, which are relevant to our daily routines, which are very relevant to especially the youngsters, because some important topics are discussed. And it is a time for self-reformation, which we can strive to reform ourselves and rectify ourselves. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, before we begin our discussion today, let's make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. In other words, subhanallah, the more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's make good intention, inshallah. When I hear the blessed name of Allah, I will glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I hear the blessed name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will recite durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon the beautiful zat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And most importantly, inshallah, 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 whatever I learn in today's episode in Silsila, I will pass the message on to others as well, and I will try and act upon it myself as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So let's make these good intentions. And today's topic is wonderful, excellent. Subhanallah. It's a topic which many of us overlook. Many of us are not aware of it. And unfortunately, we are committing mistakes day and night, and we are not aware of this beautiful rights. And that's not the rights of the parents, the rights of your siblings. No, no, today we will be discussing the rights of the neighbors. Subhanallah. You might be wondering, rights of neighbors? Yes, the Islam, the beautiful religion of Islam is so wonderful, so unique, so special, so lovely that alhamdulillah, this religion teaches us how to respect, how to honor, and how to, you know, show our love and muhabbat for our neighbors as well. Subhanallah, the religion which teaches us how to take care of our neighbors. How beautiful that religion is. Allah, 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 Allah. That is why this is the light of guidance. That this beautiful religion, whoever accepted this religion and stays within the boundaries of this religion, stays, you know, within the limits of this beautiful religion, subhanallah, he is undoubtedly on the straight path and he has attained the light of guidance. Unfortunately, the one who turns away from this beautiful religion, he has turned away from the straight path. He has turned away from the true light of guidance. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. We are Sunni Muslims. We should always thank and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every moment we should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed, the more we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the less it is, because we can spend our entire lives in sajda. We can spend our entire lives glorifying, praising and mentioning the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But by Allah, by Allah, by Allah, we will never ever be able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So inshallah, this will be our topic for today, the rights of neighbors. And before we move towards our topic, let's very beautifully listen to You know, the question for today, as many of you know that in our silsila, in our episodes, we do ask a question at the beginning of the silsila, and towards the end we give the answer, then the answer is shared with our viewers, our listeners, and those that are watching us, inshallah. So very briefly, the question for today, Allah, 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 and the question will be playing on the screen as well. The question is, which Prophet alayhi salam's name is mentioned the most in the Holy Quran? Be with us, inshallah, till the end. And inshallah, at the end of today's silsila episode, we will share the answer for today's question. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah. Before we discuss our topic and start our topic, let's take a short break and listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, as soon as we return from this beautiful kalam, we will then inshallah carry on our exciting topic. And we do have a caller with us as well, all the way from London, and inshallah we'll be listening to a very few beautiful words of wisdom from him as well. But first we'll take this beautiful kalam, and then inshallah we'll move towards our topic. Don't go anywhere, stay with us till the end of the episode. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa bulalo Madine, آقا بلالو مدینے، گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آ کر کرو روتے ہوئے کعبے کا میں طواف، آ کر کرو روتے ہوئے کعبے کا میں طواف، مکے کے جلوے پھر دکھائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، کی مجھے توفیق چاہیے، رب کی عبادت کی مجھے توفیق چاہیے، فرمائیے حق سے دعائیں آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا بلالو مدینے، آقا بلالو مدینے، آقا بلالو مدینے، بعد آپ کے ہرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا، بعد آپ کے ہرگز نہ واللہ ایمان ہے میرا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا تو نگری جانیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش، آقا تو نگری جانیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش، پہ میرا خاتمہ اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، دے دے شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، روز قیامت بخشوائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا عطار زار کا، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا کا، جلوہ دکھا کلمہ پڑا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا بلانا مدینے،
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد، نور من نور اللہ، ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ، سبحان اللہ. Very beautiful narration is mentioned in front of me, and because we are discussing the rights of neighbors today, so I would like to begin with this excellent narration that, and this is mentioned in Uyun al-Hikayat, that Sayyidina Milhan Ta'i rahmatullahi ta'ala has narrated that whilst talking about the generosity of Hatim Ta'i, the wife of Hatim Ta'i says, once famine struck the whole country and land did not produce anything green and nor did rain fall throughout the year. The camels would roam in search of water the whole day but would not get a single drop of water. She says every living being was hungry and thirsty. In other words, it was a mess. There were no crops, there was no rain, the animals didn't have anything, we didn't have anything. It was a very big disaster, you can say. She says one night it was very cold and we did not have a single morsel to eat. So our children, Abdullah, Adi, and one daughter, Sifana, were very hungry. She says, ultimately feeling tired, two of the children fell asleep, and we put them on a mat and we started diverting the third one's attention, that she must move away or her mind must stop thinking about the hunger, and that child can also fall asleep. She says eventually our third child also fell asleep. So all three children fell asleep. And she said afterward, Hatim Ta'i started saying, I don't know why I am unable to sleep today. I'm feeling uneasy. I'm not feeling comfortable. So he then started walking to and fro. He started walking around and, why can't I sleep? What's the issue? What's the problem? So suddenly he heard the footsteps of someone outside. In a loud voice, Hatim Ta'i said, who is it? But no one replied. So the wife says that I went outside, I saw the situation and then came back and told Hatim Ta'i that, listen, outside so and so neighbor of yours is present. She didn't find anyone in this hard time, but she found you. Allah, 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 Allah. In this hard time to seek refuge, she has come to you with her starving children. They are weeping, they are crying with hunger as the babies of the animals cry. Having heard this, Hatim Tai said, hurry up, bring her to me. So the wife said that, I said to him that our own children are starving, we have nothing to eat ourselves, we have nothing to give our children, and still you're saying you must bring the neighbor inside. Allah, Hatim Tai said, keep quiet. Allah Azza wa Jal will definitely fill the stomach of you and all of them. Hurry, go and bring her inside. Subhanallah. The wife says that, I went and I brought this lady in, and she was carrying two children in her lap, and four of them were clung to her and following her. Hatim Tai asked them to sit in the room, and he set the fire, means he lit the fire after slaughtering his animal, the animal which he had, a very good animal, nice animal. He slaughtered the animal and he started, cutting pieces, and then he gave it to this lady. Subhanallah, and he said, eat and also feed your children. Then he told me, means he told his wife, that you also eat and bring the children also, wake them up so they can also satisfy themselves. They can also, remove the hunger. Allah, 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 subhanallah. So the girl, the lady who came, the neighbor, she was eating little bit. So Hatim Tai noticed that she had hesitation, she wasn't eating properly. So he said, how awful is it that being our guest, you are eating bit by bit? Having said this, he started walking through to and fro near us. Means he kept watching that everyone should eat properly. Subhanallah. She says, we all were busy eating and Hatim Tai was looking towards us. We were satiated, but Hatim Tai did not eat a single piece of meat, though he was hungrier than all of us. Then she says, in the morning, there was nothing left on the floor except bones and hooves. Allah, Allah, Allah. Subhanallah. My dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, how beautiful this is, that Hatim Tai is known for his generosity in the time of ignorance, in Zamana Jahiliyyah. And at that time also, it was a good habit that a person should look after his neighbors. A person should, take care of his neighbor. A person should always, worry about his neighbor. This was the teachings in the previous people as well. This is the teaching which Islam gives us as well. That, a person needs to always look after and take care of his neighbors. Because by Allah, sometimes we are enjoying the best of bounties. We are in a fit and, perfect position, whereas our neighbors are hungry, our neighbors are starving, our neighbors' children are worried, our neighbors are worried, whatever the case is, as mu'mineen, as believers. Islam teaches us that, if you are looking after yourself, you must look after your neighbors as well. Look after everyone around you. Take care of everyone around you. This is the beautiful message of Islam. This is what Islam teaches us regarding our neighbors. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. There is much left to be discussed, but we'll take another short break now, inshallah. Listen to a few Madani pearls, Madani flowers, inshallah. And as soon as we return from this beautiful short break, we then have a caller all the way from London who will, inshallah, join us today in the silsila, and he will share with us some beautiful words of wisdom. So please don't go anyway. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Talking about the rights of neighbors, Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, one should lead in saying salam to his neighbors, should not have long conversation with them, should not ask too many questions about his circumstances, should inquire after their health when they are ill, should console them when they are in difficulty, should help them in their difficult times, should congratulate them in their joyous moments, should participate in their joyful occasions, should forgive their mistakes, should not peep into their home from the top of his roof, should not trouble them by putting a roof beam on their wall, or by draining water into their roof drain, or by putting dust, etc., into their courtyard, should not narrow the pathway to their home, should not fix his gaze on whatever they carry to their home. If he becomes aware of their faults, he should hide them, should immediately help them if they meet with an accident, should not show negligence in safeguarding the house of neighbors in their absence, should not listen to anything against them, should lower his gaze before their woman, should speak softly to their children. If they need guidance in the worldly or religious matters, he should guide them accordingly. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka, ya Sayyidi, ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nurin min nurillah. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Welcome back to our beautiful episode in Silsila, The Light of Guidance. And as many of you know, we were discussing the excellent topic regarding the rights of neighbors, subhanallah. And we do have a beautiful caller with us as well, our beautiful Nana Wasim. We have with us all the way from London, and he will inshallah share with us some beautiful words of wisdom. So let's first greet Munasa. Munasa, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Munasa? How is your health? How are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal, may Allah bless you, and may Allah make me better than your positive opinion. May Allah truly make me a Maulana. May Allah bless you, may Allah reward you immensely. Huzur, how are you? Your health is okay, everything is fine, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, everything is well, mashallah. Huzur, we are discussing this beautiful topic regarding the rights of neighbors. And alhamdulillah, you know, Islam is a beautiful way of life. Islam teaches us you know, everything in every aspect of life, how to eat, how to drink, how to live, how to walk, how to do business, how to trade, lots of things. And one of those things is, you know, Islam also focuses and emphasizes on the rights of neighbors as well, that yes, your parents have rights, your siblings have rights, your friends have rights, at the same time your neighbors also have rights. This is how beautiful Islam is, the teachings of Islam is, subhanallah. So any beautiful words which you would like to share with our viewers, our listeners, regarding the neighbors, the rights of neighbors, and how beautifully Islam emphasizes on this specific topic?
SubhanAllah, I think just the topic that you've chosen today, rights of neighbors, it shows us how beautiful our religion is, mashallah, how beautiful Islam is, that emphasizes on the rights of people as well. And it also shows us the fact that, yes, one aspect of our religion is, of course, huququllah, the rights of Allah Almighty. But at the same time, unfortunately, what happens and what is quite prevalent in our society is where we become heedless of the rights of people. And the rights of people, huququl ibad, they hold so much importance in Islam, as there are so many narrations that warn us, that admonish us regarding the punishments that have been narrated in different narrations, even in the Quran, regarding those who are not kind to people, and especially in relation to our topic today, Huzur, where we're talking about neighbors, how beautifully Islam encourages us, emphasizes us in terms of how should we be kind to neighbors, how should we be nice to neighbors, and then the narrations that mention the rewards for us to be nice to our neighbors, and then the punishments for those who are not nice to neighbors. So this shows how beautiful Islam is. And then when we look at the seerah of our noble elders, past predecessors, how they showed us that, how do we look after our neighbors? How do we console them? How do we condole them in the time of need? How do we sympathize with them as and when required? The prime example of the foremost Imam, our leader, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, how he was with his neighbors and what legacy he left behind for us. That his neighbor, he wasn't very kind towards Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, and he would perform certain evil actions. But when it came to our Imam, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, who had the power to retaliate against him, who had that power to avenge that those evil actions of his that he would perform to make Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah harmed. But what happens, that when that very neighbor of his, he gets captured by the authorities, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he goes to the authorities and sets him free. And that neighbor was set set free. This is the character that Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he showed towards his neighbors. And then when the famous account where Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he was passing by and the house of a non-believer, the wool got a few splashes of mud. Hawi rahmatullah alayhi became so worried regarding the splashes of mud that were unintentionally sprinkled on the wool of that non-believer, disbeliever. And now all of a sudden that disbeliever, he also comes out and he also gets worried, keeping in mind that that disbeliever, he owed money to Imam Adam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. And he was worried over here, thinking of what excuse shall I make today for the delay of my debt. And he was in the midst of these thoughts. And all of a sudden Imam Adam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he mentioned his concern, his worry, that I'm worried, why? Because unintentionally, some mud is sprinkled upon your wall because of me. I'm just thinking how to, clean this. If I scrape off the mud, then it will also scrape off some of the cement or the material of your wall. And this would be, again, you know, violating your right. So I'm just thinking how to clean it. And that non-believer, what does he say? That, oh, Imam of the Muslims, clean the dirt of the wall afterwards, but first clean the dirt of my heart and make me recite the Shahada, make me recite the Kalima, and purify my heart first before my wool. You see, these are those remarkable accounts and legacies that we see in our beautiful religion of Islam, our noble elders, pious predecessors, who duly followed these principles and they looked after their neighbors. And through this character of theirs, many disbelievers, they embraced Islam, they accepted the message of Islam. But when we see the narrations where we come to know, like one narration before me right now, that a person whose neighbors are not safe from his evil will not enter paradise. If you think about this, what a severe warning this is. And at the same time, it shows us that how greatly Islam is emphasizing upon being kind and nice to our neighbors. And if we look at this, a concept of being nice and kind to our neighbors, which Islam emphasizes upon and encourages us to do so, just imagine what a beautiful society it would turn out to be. A society full of peace, a society full of love and harmony, unfortunately, which we lack in our society nowadays. Unfortunately, something towards which we all want to work towards, but it seems as if we've lost all the solutions. We just want to talk about it, that yes, there's an issue, there's a problem. We want this problem to be resolved, but no one wants to get the prescription. That what is the prescription to resolve this issue? Islam tells us the prescription. Islam tells us, guides us, that how to resolve this disharmony within the society. Imagine Zur, the neighbor of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the neighbor of Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, how peaceful they would be. In what great peace they would be in. Why? Because these individuals, they practiced Islam duly. They truly practiced Islam. And the society that came on the surface of this globe, after people, they practiced Islam duly, that was the ideal society, where everyone's rights, they were looked after, where everyone lived peacefully, in love, in harmony, and where people, they looked after their neighbors. Nowadays, we don't even know what problems our neighbors have. Let me, in fact, go a step further. We don't even know who our neighbor is, in some cases. You know, let alone looking after the problems and issues that they facing. So a neighbor should be well looked after by us, and we should be right there in their occasions of sorrows and sadness. In case they need anything, we should be there to render them our help. And imagine when we do so, how beautifully we would be propagating Islam, especially those who are living in the West or in non-Muslim countries. A true ambassador of Islam, what great message of Islam we can give through these beautiful teachings of Islam, and then create that peace and harmony within the society, and hopefully have this disharmony and lack of peace resolved for once and all. So the key is in following the true teachings of Islam and the beautiful topic you're discussing today, which is looking after the neighbors. And only if we can hold on to this, inshallah, we will see a great change within our society.
Subhanallah, 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 mashallah. Haseem bhai, very excellently you put this in words for us, that how important it is to show the respect towards the neighbors, to have the adab for the neighbors, and to take care of the rights of the neighbors. And one question comes to mind, and I would like to pose this question to you, that in some cases, you get stuck with some neighbors who are very grumpy or very moody. Naturally, they are like that. Maybe for something small, they'll start screaming, they'll start shouting. You park in their driveway and they'll say something to you. Or maybe you're watering your garden and by mistake, they will all get wet or something. They just look for issues to try and, make you angry or whatever the case is. In that case, as a Muslim, as a believer, as a ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what should be our role? What should we do in return to that neighbor?
SubhanAllah, the ideal and perfect example is the account of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah that we spoke about earlier. That his neighbor, he would perform those evil actions to harm him. But eventually what happens, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he doesn't retaliate. On the other hand, when the neighbor gets caught by the authorities, Imam Azam rahmatullah goes to the extent of having that element of well-being for him and sets him free. You see, us being believers, us being Muslims, we need to understand a few things, that this life is about test. This life is like a roller coaster ride. At times there will be happiness, at times there will be sadness, at times we'll face troubles from others, from our neighbors or other people. But if we retaliate and react in the similar manner as to how they are reacting towards us, then what is the difference between us and them? What are we complaining for? And how beautiful Islam is, Azur, that if we observe patience over this, we'll get reward for this as well. Just imagine on the day of judgment, just imagine that we are lacking one good deed to be amongst those who will be successful. Just one good deed. And all of a sudden, in our book of deeds, that good deed is found where we observed patience upon some kind of rudeness of our neighbor, some kind of harshness of our neighbor. We observed patience on that very occasion, and that one good deed that was lacking for in our salvation, that comes handy on the day of judgment. Imagine those who would be unsuccessful, they would be wishing at that time that only if all our life, our neighbors were rude to us, they were harsh to us, and we observed patience, and this came handy to us in on the day of judgment. So a Muslim is always, a Muslim sets goals for his hereafter. He looks for those opportunities where he can earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If your neighbor is rude to you, if your neighbor is grumpy, so and so forth, you're living in your own house. Why do you need to be rude to your neighbor in return? We are Muslims. We are bound by certain do's and don'ts. Islam doesn't teach us this. Our pious predecessors, they were nice and kind to those who were even rude to them. The Prophet ﷺ gave du'as to those who oppressed him, who tortured him. This is the legacy that we have. So observe patience. Don't retaliate in the similar manner. And of course, don't put yourself in a position where other people can oppress you. Yes, be in a position where you're not oppressed, but do not retaliate. If someone is saying anything wrong to you, you're living in your own house. So be nice and kind to them. Make sure you don't stoop down to the same level where others, they are stooping down to. And just follow the practices of Islam. Read the seerah of Sahaba Ikram, Alim Ridwan, of the Holy Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, of Tabi'in, Tabi'i Tabi'in, of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. The best example and role model for us. Of course, the Sahaba and the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, are the best role models. But amongst the Imams, Imam Azam, he's Imam Azam for a reason. So read their seerah and personify their seerah. Act upon it, inshallah, you'll see benefit of this in this world and the hereafter, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah. Excellent, excellent advice. Wasim, very beautifully, you rounded up everything. That no matter whatever the case is, as a Muslim, our duty is to always show the utmost adab and respect for our neighbors. And this is also being applied to everyone, not only our neighbors, rather our parents, our siblings, our brothers, our sisters, those around us. That if in any way we feel that our parents or our siblings are being a bit harsh towards us, so whatever the case is, as a Muslim, as a proper Muslim, our duty is that we still need to show them the respect. We still need to give them the adab. Very beautifully it is mentioned, ba adab, ba nasib, be adab, bad nasib. So respect is very important, and respect is the base of everything. We need to have respect, we need to have love for one another, and we make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us in this way that we are with unity, and we do have adab and respect for each other. Jazakallah, Wasim bhai, jazakallah so much for taking our time from your busy schedule, and you joined us in this beautiful episode in Silsila. Alhamdulillah, I benefited, the viewers must have benefited from your beautiful words of wisdom. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you abundance of barakah in your ilm, in your amal, so you may continue passing the message of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam across the globe, inshallah. Jazakallah, jazakallah so much. We hope to see you soon, inshallah, in another episode. Inshallah, may you come and once again bless us with your beautiful words of wisdom. Mashallah, mashallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Mazin Channel, that was our beloved Wasim Abbas Tari Sahib, all the way from London, UK, and very beautifully, mashallah, he explained and he told us the excellence, the rights of neighbors, how important it is to show rights towards the neighbors. And even if the neighbors do something which offend you, which hurt you, which harm you in any way, then you shouldn't retaliate. You shouldn't, you know, go and start opposing them, going against them. No, a true believer is the one who learns how to forgive. Very beautifully, Imam Ghazali has also mentioned this, that the rights of the neighbor doesn't only mean that you know, you don't cause any harm to your neighbor. He says, no, the rights of the neighbor also means that when the neighbor causes any harm to you, then you shouldn't say anything in return. You shouldn't retaliate. You shouldn't go and oppose him. You shouldn't go and fight with him. You shouldn't do anything which will go against the neighbor. Subhanallah. So with these beautiful words, inshallah, we will now move towards a break and a short beautiful filler and kalam and a short package we will inshallah listen to. And as soon as we return, inshallah, we will then carry on our exciting topic. In fact, we will be moving towards the conclusion of the episode, and we will share the answer to the question which we asked for our viewers and our listeners, that which Prophet alayhi wasalam's name is mentioned in the Holy Quran, after this beautiful short break and a few Madani pearls, inshallah. Salli ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Respect for your mother, and inshallah you will gain the blessing and the bounties of Allah Almighty. Sayyidina Bayezid Bastami rahmatullah alayhi has said, during a very cold night, my mother asked me for a glass of water. I went to bring a glass of water, but she had fallen asleep. When I came, I did not feel it appropriate to wake her up. Therefore, I stood near her, holding the glass of water, waiting for her to wake up so that I could present it to her. I stood for a long, long time. Meantime, some water spilled over my finger and froze, turning into ice. When my respected mother woke up, I presented her the glass of water. My finger had stuck to the glass because of the ice. As I detached my finger from the glass, its skin came off, causing bleeding. Seeing it, my mother asking, what is it? I told her the whole story. Listening to it, she raised her hands and made dua, O Allah, I am pleased with him. You also be pleased with him. Hazrat Bayezid Bastami rahmatullah alayh, then the fame he got, the mansab, the status he got, is because of the blessed dua of her mother. So try to do such action that you will gain the blessed duas of your mother. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah. Unfortunately, we have reached the conclusion of today's episode, today's silsila. And to sum everything up, the topic was such that we need lots of, you know, the discussions can take place regarding this topic. But to sum everything up, to put everything in a nutshell, is that a believer is that person that all the eyes are on him. So you must know everyone is looking at you, whether someone is a believer, someone is not a believer, they all are looking at you, that what are you producing, how is your etiquette, what are your manners, the way of speaking, the way of talking, conversing. So whoever you are dealing with, make sure you always produce that you are a Muslim and you always show the teachings of Islam, the teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the same note, we also need to show the same thing towards our neighbors. Yes, those around us, they also need to know us. They need to know how beautiful Islam is. And as we learned very beautifully that, you know, if you show good conduct towards your neighbors, who knows that, you know, that might be a turning point in their life and they might accept Islam. Subhanallah. And if they are Muslims, subhanallah, then, you know, their hearts will be filled more with the love towards Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will be the means of this. So subhanallah, you will also be getting the reward. You will also be getting the sawab. So we make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us to act upon the true teachings of Islam, and may we, you know, properly follow the footsteps of the beloved and most noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we will now give the answer to today's question. And the question was, which Prophet alayhi wa sallam's name is mentioned the most in the Holy Quran? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, the answer is Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. The answer will be playing on the screen as well. He is the beloved Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whose name is mentioned the most in the Holy Quran, mashallah. There are many other Anbiya whose names are mentioned, as Dawood alayhi salam, as Ayyub alayhi salam, as Suleiman alayhi salam. Even our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned in the Holy Quran. So many Prophets' names are mentioned, but Musa alayhi salam's name is mentioned the most in the glorious Quran. Subhanallah. This also shows the special love which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had with Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, mashallah. And alhamdulillah, the leader of all the prophets is none other than our beloved and most noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are his ummati, we are his followers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to follow in his footsteps properly and correctly. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. With these few words, we have come towards the end of today's silsila. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love, by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you soon, inshallah, azza wa jal. And we will be back with something exciting, something new. Same series, Light of Guidance, but a new exciting topic. And till we meet again, keep us in your du'as. Keep the entire ummah in your du'as. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance. The light of guidance. The light of guidance. The light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance, the light of guidance.